Lux Radio Theater was indisputably the biggest, most important, most expensive drama anthology program on radio. It ran from October 14, 1934, until June 7, 1955, then continued on television as Lux Video Theater until 1957. In all, some 926 episodes were broadcast, providing a record of the most important entertainment events in American theater and later film. The show was first broadcast on the NBC Blue Network on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. The show featured adaptations of successful Broadway plays when it was produced out of New York, such as Seventh Heaven, which was the first production and starred Miriam Hopkins, Smiling Through, Berkeley Square, Daddy Long Legs, Peg of My Heart, and Way Down East. In that year alone, actors included Tallulah Bankhead, Wallace Berry, James Cagney, Gary Cooper, Lillian Gish, Helen Hayes, Walter Houston, Robert Montgomery, Frank Morgan, Claude Rains, and Loretta Young. On July 29, 1935, the show moved to Monday nights at 9 p.m. on CBS, where it would stay until June 29, 1954. The show moved to Hollywood on May 25, 1936, with the production of The Legionnaire and the Lady, based on the film Morocco, starring Marlene Dietrich and Clark Gable. The audience for this production was estimated as high as 40 million. The show featured many of the most important films of the period, adapted to fit the 60-minute time slot. Some of the titles for 1939 should indicate the caliber and range of the shows. Stage Door, Ceiling Zero, So Big, It Happened One Night, Lives of a Bengal Lancer, Lady for a Day, The Life of Emily Zola, Toverich, Only Angels Have Wings, The Prisoner of Zenda, The Awful Truth, Wuthering Heights, You Can't Take It With You, The Old Maid, and Goodbye, Mr. Chips. For its last season, 1954 to 1955, the show moved to Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Lux Radio Theater was always broadcast live, with a studio audience and a full orchestra accompanying the performance and providing musical transitions between scenes. As many film actors were used to numerous takes and not live performances, they sometimes suffered acute stage fright before the show. However, since most received $5,000 for their performance in addition to free publicity for upcoming pictures, if they were available, actors appeared in their original screen roles. Indeed, production on films would halt if necessary if performers were called to appear on Lux. When the actors were not available, others stepped in. The plays were assembled and rehearsed for a week, in sharp contrast to many other shows which required a minimal of actors' time. Regular players for the series included Jim and Marion Jordan, otherwise known as Fibber McGee and Molly. Hosts included Cecil B. DeMille from 1936 until 1945. William Keighley from 1945 to 1952, and Irving Cummings from 1952 to 1955. Directors included Tony Stanford, Frank Woodruff, Fred McKay, and Earl Eby. When broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio Service in the early 1950s, the show was retitled Hollywood Radio Theater and hosted by Don Wilson. Similar shows included Academy Award Theater, the Campbell Playhouse, Screen Directors Playhouse, and the Screen Guild Theater. Information for the summary was taken from OTRRpedia, John Dunning's The Encyclopedia of Old-Time Radio, and from Wikipedia. I am Patrick Andre, your announcer for Old-Time Radio Researchers. Thank you for listening.